In this bulletin, the National Cabinet will meet today and include New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. A global pledging effort aims to raise $12.7 billion for a coronavirus vaccine. And in sport, a Victorian police officer suspended after leaking photos of former AFL coach Dean Laidley. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Hartley. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the concept of a trans-Tasman travel bubble will be discussed when she joins Australia's National Cabinet meeting today. Ms Ardern has been invited to join the meeting of federal, state and territory leaders to review both countries' approaches to the coronavirus pandemic and easing restrictions. She says the idea that Australia and New Zealand would exclusively open up their borders to each other will be on the agenda and could help to restart the economies of both countries. But she wants the creation of a travel bubble will only happen if both countries are confident the move won't endanger public health.
Don't expect this to happen in a couple of weeks' time. As you can imagine, we need to make sure that we're locking in the gains that all New Zealanders have helped us achieve, and make sure that we have health precautions in place to make sure we do this safely and well.
The National Cabinet meeting is also expected to discuss the use of smartphone contact tracing apps to help health officials get in touch with people who might be at risk of COVID-19. The Home Affairs Department will be quizzed over the Ruby Princess cruise incident today. Head of the Home Affairs Department, Michael Pizzullo, and Border Force officials will face a Senate committee examining the government's response. Docking of the cruise ship leading to hundreds of coronavirus cases is the subject of a New South Wales police probe and Independent Special Commission of Inquiry. About 30 Australians died of COVID-19 after the cruise docked at Sydney's Circular Quay in March, with 2,700 passengers allowed to disembark. A global pledging marathon has been launched by world leaders to raise funds for a vaccine and treatments for coronavirus. The target is $12.7 billion Australian dollars, with fundraising to occur over weeks and months. Organisers of the initial conference include the European Union, Britain, Norway, Japan, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and China's ambassador to the EU. Absent from the conference was the United States, with a US senior official declining to give a reason, but saying the nation supports the pledging effort. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says a global effort is necessary.
And we must ensure that they are available and affordable for all. And this is why we must all chip in to finance this truly global endeavour.
India has started to ease restrictions despite rising numbers of coronavirus infections. About 1.3 billion people have been subjected to the world's largest lockdown and some of the strictest measures for 5 weeks. A partial lockdown will continue until at least May 18, as some economic activities resume. Construction workers, Uber drivers and self-employed people are permitted to return to their jobs. But fears have been raised as India records more than 42,000 cases and a death toll of over 1,300, despite low testing rates of 758 tests per million people. After a ban on the sale of alcohol was lifted, many flocked to liquor stores and marketplaces in New Delhi. Niraj Mehta was scared off by the number of people in her local store.
The government is opening these wine shops, but if the number of cases are increasing, they shouldn't open these liquor shops. They should keep them shut and further extend the lockdown with stringency.
Turning to sport now, a Victorian police officer is expected to be charged over the leaking of photos of former AFL player and coach Dean Laidley inside a police station. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton has confirmed the male senior constable from the Southern Metropolitan Region has been suspended with pay today. He's expected to be charged with unauthorised access to police information, with a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison or $40,000 in fines. Mr. Patton has described the dissemination of the photos as appalling.
That type of conduct has no place in our organisation. It breaches a person's privacy, it breaches their human rights, and we're taking this matter extremely seriously. It's a breach of trust with the community. It's a breach of our values. It's unlawful and criminal conduct and that's the way we're treating it.
Mr. Laidley was arrested on Saturday night outside a home in St Kilda and charged with stalking and other offences. The 53-year-old faced Melbourne Magistrates Court yesterday and will remain in custody until May 11 after not applying for bail. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 22. Adelaide, sunny and 20 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 18. Hobart, partly cloudy and 17. Canberra, sunny and 17. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 19. Sydney, shower or two and 21. Newcastle, much the same and 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. Cairns, possible shower and 28. And in Darwin, mostly sunny and 34. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.